Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota. With support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Minnesota artist Anne Leibovitz was born and raised in Duluth, and her latest artistic project has enriched her connection to Duluth in so many ways, creating a body of work from personal conversations with people in six sister cities has inspired the work of her show called 122 Conversations. The project began with Anne doing 60 interviews via Skype with 10 citizens from each of the six participating cities. The traveling exhibit includes stories, paintings, video, and more. It began its journey in Thunder Bay, Canada, and now this week continues on to Duluth sister city, Rania, Kurdistan, Iraq, then on to Vekwa, Sweden, Petrosavask, Russia, and Ohara, Izumi City, Japan, and ending here in Duluth in May 2018.
Hi, my name is Anne Leibovitz. I'm a professional artist. I work in a lot of mediums, acrylic on canvas or paper, woodblock prints, and then in this project I'm doing interviews and something I call relational listening, where I listen to people talk on the recorded interviews that I've made, and then I use that, their words, to paint and write and draw, expressing the interpretive chronicles of those conversations. And I also work in video.
Well, that is a lot.
I know. You don't have to confine yourself now as an artist to be one something. I'm an artist. So I'm an artist and I can do a lot of things. You know, my practice is really broad.
Your current project really exemplifies that, called 122 Conversations. Tell us about this and how it relates to Duluth sister cities.
So 122 Conversations is the gesture of friendship and sharing. The initial impetus for the exhibition came from an idea that really to support the mission of the Sister Cities International and to create something from Duluth that could be shared and also be participatory. So the exhibition has got several invitations for people to participate. And there was 60 interviews initially done, 10 in each of our five sister cities, including the mayor of each of those communities.
What does this exhibit look like? Is it a standard art show, or is it more complicated than that?
Great question. It's definitely more complicated than that. It's been to Thunder Bay, Canada. That was something I put in my car, and so there were no real limitations. This exhibition will be traveling in a suitcase, and inside the suitcase is a Tyvek bag that I have had created to house the entire exhibition. So the entire exhibition will be in a small suitcase. It has a reference to Duchamp, where he put his entire art career into a box because it's created on Tyvek, which is an industrial material that is very, very lightweight. And everything will be rolled. It will also be very large. So it will look like paintings. It will be have sort of a Mary Poppins feel. It will come from this small bag and really morph into these beautiful, brightly colored, almost like scroll flags that will roll down the wall. So it will really fill the space with vitality and energy in that effort and gesture of friendship. I've been profoundly inspired by the stories, and the work that I've created is really comes out of that energetically. So sometimes it's words where it's written. I've written exactly what people have said. Sometimes it's colors because, again, my words are in English, so that's really specific. And they're largely obscured because as an artist, I'm really interested in that palimpsest layering. And so that's a kind of universal language. For me, travel is so vital to really having compassion and understanding and empathy. And I believe living in a place that's really landlocked, even though we've got the Great Lake out our door in Duluth, it's so important. And I think all of our sister cities are sort of similarly geographically located. They're not major metropolises. So in this way, sharing through the sister cities is really important to develop relationships and understanding and empathy and connection to someone who lives in a different culture, speaks a different language, eats different foods, lives in a place that maybe you can't travel to. But if there's a way to sort of humanize each other, then we can build bridges and really think about art as an actual mechanism and catalyst for positive social change.
There is so much to discover about the exhibit, 122 Conversations by Anne Leibovitz. Find links under Radio Gallery at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KOMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KOMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.